I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Today, many companies have website pages, particularly intranet pages, that are difficult to navigate or have poor adoption among users because the capabilities of the publishing software are so basic. But SharePoint 2013 offers capabilities for web content management, or what we call WCM, that can create user-friendly, easy-to-navigate, and publish pages. Features like content libraries and lists can offer up content in a logical, easily searchable way and make it easier to publish content as well as find and post related content. SharePoint's WCM capabilities can ease some of the navigability and ease of use issues that users may have been experiencing. But you also have to know how to use some of these fine-tuned features like catalog-enabled libraries and lists. So I'm here with Scott Robinson, an expert on SharePoint, to talk about some of these WCM capabilities. So, Scott, I have a few questions for you as usual. My first one is, you know, we all know what web content is, but what do we mean by web content management? Can you summarize the concept for us and describe some tools and processes for WCM?
Yes, I can. Web content management is an exciting area. We've had the internet around for almost 20 years now, and everybody over the age of six knows how to use it. Basically, it's made us all experts at research. In the old days, when I was a kid, research meant knowing how to use the card catalog at the local library or the school library, and not everyone knew how to do it. But now we have basically a super card catalog with the internet and with Google and the various browsers that we've all learned how to operate. And the idea behind web content management is that we take all of that very public skill that we've all developed in digging out information, you know, from computers hither and yon around the world when we need it, and putting that into the enterprise, making that a fundamental of work in our day-to-day. And the management of that is the critical aspect. We look at Google, and it's basically a self-organizing system that optimizes because there are many minds contributing to it. Same with Wikipedia. When you go into the enterprise and try to deploy a similar idea, putting a lot of content out there where it's easily accessible, easily discoverable, and enhances the customer experience or the internal work experience, you don't have all of that going for you. You have to apply a lot of standards and a lot of discipline and a lot of forethought to make the information that you're digging for as discoverable and useful as you need it to be. So the management is the key word now in web content management, and that's where SharePoint has taken some big steps forward.
So, I mean, it sounds like there are a lot of organizations that need WCM, but could you give us a quick rundown of some of the kinds of companies that might benefit from having a SharePoint WCM?
It's actually a really interesting spread of scenarios when you get into it. One of the big ones is you have a public-facing SharePoint deployment, and what you're trying to do is expose a great deal of content for your customer base. You want the information to be readily discoverable. Once they have found your link and have gotten into your SharePoint deployment, they want to discover the sites that are most useful to them. They want to be able to navigate those sites cleanly and efficiently with a minimum number of clicks between them and the information that they've been looking for. So the public-facing portal is a great place to think about web content management. Internally, it gets more interesting still. There's a human resources company here in the Midwest, in my neck of the woods, that I worked for about a year and a half. And they were very into having to do research to make decisions and to handle specific cases. And you had an entire army of people out there who needed to get into the company CMS and discover information that was very old, or that was very complicated or very obscure, and do a lot of research to back up this case or that or this decision or that, and organizing the information and publishing it in such a way that that discovery was convenient was a major hurdle. Web content management became a very, very high priority. The management aspect of it became critical because otherwise the user jumps in and gets lost and doesn't get what they need. All kinds of scenarios. But basically, it all boils down to this. You want the right information to be discoverable in a minimal amount of time.
So you started to allude to some of the problems, but what can go wrong if you don't have a WCM in your company?
All kinds of things. Getting around in your content management system is easy if it's all you do all day long. But a lot of times you have people coming in and they've got to get a job done. They have to discover a batch of old documents, for instance, or they need access to old records, and they are not in their work area. It's the kind of content that you might have to go down the hall and knock on someone else's door to get at. Now, in the early days of SharePoint, that's how SharePoint was organized. You had team sites, you had collections that were very specific to a particular office or a particular branch of the enterprise. But that's less and less true. The bigger the enterprise, the greater the need to share information across boundaries. And that's where SharePoint gives us a leg up. It can go terribly wrong when you are trying to do research and you need to get a lot of information together and you miss some of it. You didn't get all the information you needed. Poor organization, poor standards, poor metadata taxonomy, any one of a number of mistakes can be made that can make information hard to get at. SharePoint is making it easier and easier to get past those mistakes and to not make them in the first place.
So now let's talk about some of the specific features in SharePoint 2013 that kind of enhance this WCM capability.
Well, there are two big areas here. One is that the content itself is more convenient, more clear, and more easy to deploy. A good example of that is you can embed videos now easily in just a quick two- or three-step process, depending on exactly how you're deploying the video. You can thumbnail the video as you please, just as you can on Facebook and YouTube and so on. They have a new feature deployed called iframe. Now, iframe gets us down into developer territory a little bit. What it boils down to is I can embed in my page external references that will fit neatly into the framework of the page. For instance, I might have a content page out there somewhere, and it's useful to have Wikipedia pop up in it. I can call up a fragment of a Wikipedia article and display it. iframe allows me to do that. I can handle the security of all these things very simply. It could be that I don't want any of my people in my organization to do the trick I just told you. I want iframe disabled. Well, I have very quick push-button security that allows me to enable or disable that feature. I can do what's called an image rendition, which is to say I can have different sizings of various graphs or art or pictures that I might want to display in my content. In general, everything has been made simpler in terms of how to put a page together and make it useful, to make it consistent. Then the other side of this is the navigation. Being able to get around. Once I have found the site I want, how easy is it for me to navigate that site to get to the content I want? Well, we now have drag-and-drop navigation. We can take menu items and simply drop them onto the page and have those deploy as navigation. That's called managed navigation, navigation that's based on the metadata of the items that are being navigated rather than just the conventional page structure. And both sides of this, just everything's been made far more convenient, far more reliable in terms of getting all the information you want and getting to it in a minimal number of steps.
So that really goes to the heart of kind of addressing some of the user adoption issues that we've had with SharePoint in the past. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how SharePoint and WCM kind of work together. How does the WCM kind of tie into the SharePoint CMS?
Well, basically what you're needing to do is you're needing to pull things out of the CMS and give them the broadest display possible. We used to have everything broken down by site collection. We used to not be able to cross site collection boundaries with our content. But now we can basically put information everywhere it needs to be. We have something called cross-site publishing, which is a wonderful feature that allows me to deploy content selectively between site collections. And this is useful in scenarios like the public-facing scenario where I want information discoverable across a wide variety of users. Also have something called the catalog-enabled library and list, and the word catalog there is key. It turned out that among some of the biggest SharePoint customers in the 2010 deployment, you had people or groups that were trying to publish a lot of pricing information about big product bases. The trouble is that they needed sections of those big lists to deploy to different site collections in different places. And so what they had to do was break down that barrier where I can publish one library in many places or one list in many places, and it doesn't matter if I cross site collection boundaries. Well, we're not always talking catalogs. We're talking all kinds of content with regard to libraries and lists. But the point is that I can spread them around. I can have a single library or a single list, and I can publish it in multiple publishing sites. And that's extremely convenient, and that increases the utility of information in the CMS tremendously. So the CMS basically is now far more accessible because of these WCM features.
So that's kind of the upside, but what are some of the kind of gotchas of a SharePoint 2013 WCM?
Well, the biggest gotcha is that because all of this is so easy to do and because so much of it is placed in the hands of the end user rather than developers or IT, is that it's very easy to make a mess. When we talk about deploying libraries and lists in this catalog-enabled fashion, where we can spread them hither and yon across site collection boundaries, it becomes far easier to make a mistake. On the one hand, we can put information out there in many places where it needs to be, but on the other, if we're not careful, and if proper forethought doesn't go into this, you can put information out where it isn't needed. You can create clutter. You can make the wrong information available to too many people. So you get a whole new kind of SharePoint sprawl when you do this. You have to be very careful to plan and design before you implement. It's like, you know, putting very powerful tools in the hands of people who don't know how to use them. Training and forethought are essential in making sure that WCM goes the way you want it to. Another big area is your metadata taxonomy. One thing that makes CMS content useful is it to have it discoverable by the proper terms. And that means that your term store has to be very well considered, especially if you're going to be basing navigation on it. If I'm a user and I have my own publishing site and I'm able to create navigation, a managed navigation, then I'm going to create bad navigation if my information isn't tagged correctly. And that gets into all kinds of troubles where certain terms are global, certain terms are specific to a particular line of business, some terms are shared by a couple of lines of business. You have to plan carefully. You have to deploy all of this in a sensible way and make sure that the users understand it well, or you're going to end up with a mess.
Right. So sprawl is definitely a theme that we've talked about before. And the metadata tagging is also interesting because it sounds like part of what you're saying is, you know, if you don't tag correctly, you actually can't make things as discoverable, searchable, findable as you're trying to make them in the first place. Is that right?
Exactly. You'll be working against yourself. You'll be defeating your purpose.
Okay. So that's very important for our listeners to understand. And, you know, finally, if a company hasn't really implemented a WCM but has SharePoint 2013 in place, how would this company get started?
Well, there are two different things to keep in mind when you're going to make an investment in WCM. The first is that you need agreement across the business about what needs to be shared and what doesn't. Now, that's a governance issue, but it's also a roll-up-your-sleeves issue with your various lines of business to decide which information is global and which information isn't. Again, you can build these bridges between site collections. You can do this cross-site publishing, but you don't want to create spaghetti here. You want to only build those bridges where they're necessary. So a lot of forethought needs to go into how do we want to share the content, which content is truly global and which isn't. That's step one. The other is to establish some standards with regard to publishing sites themselves. What power do you want to place in the hands of your local users? Do you want them to be able to embed external links to sites out there on the internet? Is that a security problem? How do you want to handle video? How do you want to handle image rendition? If you don't have continuity, and especially if you're public-facing, then you're going to have pages that are inconsistent. They don't resemble one another. The navigation goes all over the place so that the user coming in from outside, a customer, for instance, becomes frustrated. So those two areas need a lot of forethought and need a lot of agreement and buy-in before you go out and try to deploy WCM.
So, Scott, as always, you've raised some really important issues for SharePoint users to think about in terms of governance, in terms of sprawl, in terms of content permissions and just usability and navigability of these pages. So thanks so much to you for shedding important light on how SharePoint can work as a WCM and also sometimes backfire if you're not careful. And for more...
Always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks. Thanks again. And for more on SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horowitz.